From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Lucy Greeley was a writer. Her raw memoir, Autobiography of a Face, came out in 1994. She told of the childhood cancer that destroyed her jaw and the years of pain and treatment that followed, radiation, chemotherapy, dozens of surgeries. Lucy Greeley died in 2002 at age 39. She'd spiraled into drug abuse, had tried to kill herself several times. Her death was ruled an accidental overdose. Now the novelist Ann Patchett has written her own memoir, The Story of Their Friendship. Patchett and Greeley went to college together. Then they were both accepted at the Iowa Writers' Workshop. Here's what Patchett writes about the first time they met at the house they'd share in Iowa City.
When I turned around to say hello, she shot through the door with a howl. In a second, she was in my arms, leaping up onto me, her arms locked around my neck, her legs wrapped around my waist, 95 pounds that felt no more than 30. She was crying into my hair, her legs squeezed tighter. It was not so much a greeting as it was a claim. She was staking out this spot on my chest as her own, and I was to hold her for as long as she wanted to stay. I do not remember our love unfolding, that we got to know one another and in time became friends. I only remember that she came through the door and it was there, huge and permanent and first. I felt I had been chosen by Lucy, and I was thrilled. I was 21 years old and very strong. She had a habit of pitching herself into my arms like a softball without any notice. She liked to be carried.
That notion of your carrying Lucy in any number of ways, whether it's physically or psychically, carrying that burden runs all through this book. That never really stopped.
It's true, but it wasn't a bad thing. Part of it was carrying her sometimes, like carrying her when she was sick, when she got out of the hospital, and carrying her in and out of cabs and in and out of doctor's appointments. But part of it was that Lucy was such an affectionate person. She had cancer when she was 10, and I always thought that there was a part of her that just sort of froze at 10, because she had a child's ability to ask for affection. And if you sat down on the couch, Lucy came and sat down on your lap. She was always snuggling up under your arm. She always wanted to hold hands. And she was that way with all of her friends.
You knew Lucy over the course of about 20 years. Can you describe how her face evolved over that time?
You know, it just was so many different things. When I first met her in college, she had a tiny little face. It was like the bottom of her face was a very sharp triangle. And then as time went by, she would have bone grafts, and the missing part of her jaw would fill out. And then, because she had had so much radiation as a child, the bone grafts and the tissue grafts and the muscle grafts would reabsorb. Sometimes she looked great. Sometimes her face would look very molded and stiff. But it was always her face, you know? It was always very beautiful to me.
You described many times over the course of your relationship with Lucy that she calls you or questions you needing affirmation about things. She's obsessed with whether she'll ever have sex again.
Yes.
That's one thing.
She is. And all the things she was obsessed with, am I pretty? Do you love me? Am I smart? Am I a good writer? They all really meant the same thing, which was, is it all going to be okay? And for her, oddly, that usually fell to, am I ever going to have sex again? And it was, on one hand, funny, because sometimes she would ask three times a day, and sometimes it was exhausting. It wasn't just me, it was really everybody who walked in the door, she would ask them this. But it was a constant need for reassurance and for love. And when you can see it that way, it was an easy thing to give.
There's a moment in this book when Lucy allows you to look inside her mouth. It's a mouth that's suffered the ravages of all of these surgeries that she's undergone and the radiation treatments that she went through as a child. And that, as you describe it, is the moment when she is the most ashamed.
We were seeing an oral surgeon about getting her some implants for teeth. She only had 6 teeth. And the doctor said to me, as he's looking in her mouth with the bright light, "Here, come over here, let me show you why we can't do a denture." And she was devastated that I had seen it. She couldn't close her mouth, and that meant that she had a very hard time swallowing. A lot of what she swallowed went into her lungs. She was always choking. She was always getting pneumonia. She couldn't chew her food. She had a lot of damage to her salivatory glands from the radiation and the chemotherapy.
You write about a number of very intimate moments in both of your lives, but specifically in Lucy's. I wonder what thought process you went through in trying to decide what to leave in and what to leave out as you wrote this book about her.
You know, I wrote this book about us, and what I decided was I wanted to write about the things that I was there for, the things that we did together, the stories she talked to me about. I really came to it from such a place of grief and such a place of wanting to stay with my friend, really wanting to just sit on her grave and not go anywhere and look over our friendship and our lives together. And in doing that, I gave myself the chance to really heal and remember the joy in her life and all of the wonderful things that she accomplished.
Do you think that you learned something about Lucy and your relationship with Lucy from writing this book?
Yes. I was very hard on Lucy, and I was always telling her to straighten up and clean up. I'm a very practical person, and it's always about getting the job done for me. She was such a brilliant writer, and I wanted her so much to get back to her work. And when she died, and I really sat down and looked at the whole arc of the story and what she had been through and what she had accomplished, she wrote 2 beautiful books. I think that Autobiography of a Face is one of the most important books about fitting in and growing up and finding acceptance and wanting to be loved and wanting to be like everyone else. She left beautiful pieces of art. She had enormous, profound friendships with so many people. And for all her suffering, she was always the first person to tell a joke. She was always the first person to fall in love. She always was the first person at a party to get up and start dancing. And what I realized was that she had lived a life with enormous joy. And I don't think this is a sad book. I think this is a book about loving someone who lived to be 39 years old and really, really accomplished a lot.
Ann Patchett, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Ann Patchett's book is titled Truth and Beauty. You can hear previous NPR interviews with Ann Patchett and Lucy Greeley at npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.